grace and welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
Glad to be saved today. Round the Lord for his faithfulness. He's a aunt for Jesus. Of course, you know, we've been doing this teaching on the need for community. We stopped at Psalm 133. Let's go there very quickly. God has been dealing with my heart about something that we have to be careful of. Go to Matthew chapter 24, though, before we go to Psalm 133. Matthew chapter 24, we'll start at verse 3. They asked a question in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 3. They said, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Look at verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no what?
Man.
Take heed that no man deceive you.
Yeah.
So one of the deception is not going to come through the world. It's going to come in the church.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all got quiet on me already. You got to make sure you don't get caught up in the spirit of deception. Now, the spirit of deception is a very sneaky spirit because a person who's deceived don't know they're deceived. Because if you knew you was deceived, you wouldn't be deceived. So there's a spirit of deception that has come in the land, and it matters. I keep saying this to you. It really, really matters. It really, really matters what you are taught, who teaches you, because you can only get faith for what you hear. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
All right. Now, I was sharing this, and I really want you to understand this. In the Pentecostal church, we are taught Holy Ghost. We're taught clean living. We're taught shouting. And guess what? We got the Holy Ghost. Some of us live clean. Amen.
Amen.
We shout. We do all these things. And we are only strong in what we are taught.
Right.
So the holiness church, we got the Holy Ghost, we got power, we can shout, but we're not taught prosperity. So we got power, but ain't got no money.
That's right.
Then you go to the prosperous church who got money. Ooh, they got plenty of money. Ooh, I mean, they got Mercedes and Bentleys and Rolls Royce, everything out in the parking lot. But if you get sick, you ain't going there.
Listen.
You're going to go to the little hole in the wall church. Why? Because they may not have no money, but they got power. Because faith cometh by. You cannot get faith for a message that you are not taught. So it matters what you are taught, and it matters, and it makes sense that you should be taught the whole counsel of God. Of course, you know, for a season, God had me in a strong African flow. You know, I was with the Africans for a minute. And so, thank God. Every prayer is warfare. So if you don't be careful in your prayers, in your theology, you will be more devil conscious than God conscious. And everything will be, this is fighting against me, this is coming against me, I got this war coming against me. And the reason you believe that is because that's what you are taught. It matters what you are taught. And what we have lacked is something that is very important. The Bible says a false balance is an abomination. So sometimes we are good, and that's the problem with the church. Sometimes we're very good in one area, but we don't teach the whole counsel. You got to hear it all. You got to know that God saved you.
Amen.
All right. But you also got to know that when he saved you, he healed you. Okay. And when he healed you, he prospered you. The Bible says, for I'm not ashamed of the what?
Gospel.
That gospel is all inclusive. It's healing. It's deliverance. It's breakthrough. It's prosperity. All of that is inclusive in the gospel. I would not go back to a primary physician that only checked one part of my body. When I go for a physical, I'm expecting him to check everything. Am I making sense? So the word of God has to be taught. And that is one of the main attributes of knowing you are under a good shepherd. Because when you go to Psalm 23, look at what Psalm 23 says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not what? But look at verse 2. It said, A good shepherd makes you lie down.
All right.
Good God, if I'm on high, I feel like preaching and I'm not even ready. Look at somebody and say, he makes you lie down. Say it again. He makes you lie down. What that mean? They make you lie down in green pastures. That means a real shepherd will make sure you eat good grass.
Yes, sir.
I don't let you choose your own diet because you don't know what's good for yourself. That's why one of the things that God, and you're going after God, and you're pursuing him and going after him with every fiber of your being. I just want direction. I just want instruction. I just need to know the next thing to do in my life. You don't understand that it's on purpose that God has not revealed your next.
Yeah.
Because you ain't ready for your next. And sometimes you're so busy trying to rush God and push God and trying to get him to tell you the next season of your life and what's next. And God is saying, stop getting in front of the cloud. Just walk with it. Hey, hallelujah. See, that's what he did with the children of Israel. You know, God, hallelujah, I'm going to preach that one day. That's what God did with the children of Israel. He didn't give them everything. He gave it to them little by little. See, some things God only reveals on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah.
Am I making sense? So a lot of time, you believe in God, and you're ready for him to tell you something from 2000, where we at, 21. You, Lord, what's going to be in my life in 2023? Where I'm going to be in 2024? I'm trying to get ready for my 2025, and you don't understand. I told you, take no thought for your life.
Yeah.
All right. I told you, don't even worry about your tomorrow. Stay in me. I got your tomorrow. Y'all quiet in here. But a shepherd makes you and helps you eat good grass and makes sure you don't eat something that ends up choking you. I mean, my God, you give a little baby 6 months, 8 months, 1 year old. If you put a steak in front of them, they're going to try to eat it.
Yeah. They gonna try.
My God, they be grabbing it out your hand. But guess what the mama does when their age come? Chew it up.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're not ready. Ain't even got no teeth. Can't even chew good.
Amen.
Some of y'all trying to get meat and you ain't got no teeth.
Jesus.
My God.
Meat with no teeth.
You hanging, you hanging out trying to tap into warfare and trying to tap into certain thing that you're not even equipped to deal with. And everybody can't deal with every principality. Y'all ain't talking back to me in here. I know you think you anointed, but are you qualified for the devil you coming up against? Because you're not dealing with a devil, you're dealing with a principality. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of what? Stronghold. All right? He said, though we walk in the flesh, we war not after the flesh. Ain't that what he said?
Amen.
That's what the word of God said. So you have to always understand very, very, very importantly that it's my responsibility as your leader, as your porter, as the person that says, hey, you need to make sure that you don't go and try to eat something that you ain't ready to eat. And sometimes, if you're not mature, you will see that as somebody trying to hold you back.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to eat a food that your digestive system ain't ready to break down. Am I making sense? All right. Tell somebody it matters what you eat. Tell somebody it matters where you eat. I just had a whole conversation last night. I was up much longer than I should have been. I was up all night last night on the phone debate on this thing, debating with somebody. Because let me tell y'all something. A lot of people, and you know, when I was on the phone with these people, it really showed me the need for people to get a revelation that you are not under the law.
Yeah.
You would be shocked. How many people in the church are still? I'm talking to a dear sister, and I was telling her, right now she's going through this little bout with cancer. And she said, I need some people that can pray harder. You know, the harder they pray, then I get healed. I said, baby, you're going to stay sick. Because she think her healing is contingent upon how hard she pray. And God healed me before I prayed. Good God for my healed me before I prayed. Which before I was born, I got healed. Where you got healed at? Calvary. But if you don't have that understanding, you're still believing God for a healing. I'm not believing God to heal me. I already got healed. I got healed 2,000 years ago at Calvary's cross. With his stripes, I am what?
Healed.
Tell that neighbor on the left and the right. Say, I keep telling you, you healed. But if you don't know that, if you're not taught that, if you don't understand that, you will begin to think that your breakthrough is contingent upon how hard you pray. You will think that your breakthrough is contingent upon, I got to live better. I got to dance better. I got to praise the Lord louder. And based on how, you know, sweat equity, and based on how much I sweat and how much I shout and how much I speak in tongues, I got to make sure God hear me. He said, I know what you need before you ask. But it matters what you are taught. And I was on discussion with these people. They told me, if you eat pork, you is going to hell. Well, I'm hell bound. Oh, I'm hell bound. Oh, because I'm going to eat my bacon. I want pork bacon. Not no turkey bacon. I want pork mashada. I want smothered pork chops. I feel God, Brother Porter. Come on, they don't, I'm telling you, that's good eating, brother. I ain't going to mention other stuff because y'all ain't ready for that. They don't know about barbecue pig feet. You don't put no mayonnaise in that now. Okay. No mayonnaise in that, right? Okay. Amen. Barbecue pig. All right. Now, technically, watch this. According to the law, you couldn't even eat. You couldn't eat nothing with no fat on it. Beef stew. Stew-ooh-la-sha. You understand? You understand? All right. But you know why they feel that? Because of what they've been taught. And so many of our people, so many of us in the church are under the law and don't understand everything was taken care of at Calvary.
Yeah, everything.
Now, I know that's hard to believe, but that's why it's called good news. But it ain't just called good news. It's a hyperbole. It's a hyperbole in the Greek. Matter of fact, that word gospel in the Greek is not mentioned much. It's only two times. It's a hyperbole. It's a superlative in the Greek. It literally means too good to be true. It means when you hear what Jesus did and how easy this is, you should be saying to yourself, it can't be that easy. But that's hard for us because we were slaves and believe we got to work for everything. Saved by grace through faith, not of works. Why? Because I don't want you boasting. I don't want you talking about you what you deserve. You don't deserve nothing. I'm not healed because of how good I live. Come on, talk back to me in here. Nah, I'm not better than you because I shout and because I come to church more than baby. Everything I am by the grace of God. Am I making sense? So it matters what you are taught. It matters who teaches you. And that's why you have to come to church, because again, faith cometh by. Now, watch this. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. I hit on this a little bit in Bible study. But look at what 2 Timothy 4 and 2. It said, preach the what?
Word.
Preach the what?
Word.
Preach the what?
Word.
Now look at me. I told you all that the word is heard, but the scriptures are read.
Wow. Yeah. That's good.
So one reason I have to come to church is because I need word. Because at home is the scriptures. But what God does to my leader is he gives me the orange. But my leader is the juicer who produces the juice. Tell somebody you need a juicer. Now, some of you got an orange.
Yeah.
You got scriptures.
Right.
But you don't have nobody in your life that's anointed to extract out of that word what you can't see.
Right.
Because he don't reveal everything to you. Luke 24:45, then open he their understanding. Who understanding? The apostle understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. So there's revelation that can only be revealed to a certain office. He don't reveal it to every, y'all ain't talking back to me. He don't reveal it to every office. It has to be revealed to a certain office. After that office gets it, his job is to release it to you. And guess what you do? You take it and run with it. Sheep need direction. They just had a story over there in Turkey of these sheep who followed the direction of their shepherd. Followed him. 800 of them followed the direction of the shepherd, and the shepherd stepped aside for a moment to go eat some lunch with some other shepherds. Mm-hmm. And when he looked back an hour later, the sheep were walking over the cliff.
Wow.
Because they didn't have no shepherd.
No God.
They had no guidance. Now here they are. Don't know they all left them for just an hour. You dangerous by yourself. And I know, I told you, because we come from a culture of America, land of the free. Home of the brave. Do what you want to do. Because we don't understand that the Bible was written in a kingdom culture. Anytime structure comes, we call it control.
It's good for me.
Yes, Lord.
So when somebody says to you, don't do that. Don't go there.
Yeah.
You try to hold me back. I go find me another church. I need my gift to come forth. You know you crazy.
Come on. Deal with that.
Come on now. We got a generation of people who can prophesy, but you unhealthy.
Unhealthy.
Because we think anointed mean healthy.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Yeah. Wow. That's the church.
So you anointed. You can see too. I mean, you can really see. God shows you things. That ain't no lie. But you crazy. Come on, y'all. Come on now. Let me talk to y'all. Let's get real. Has God ever showed anybody anything in here? Raise your hand. Come on, let me see. Put your hand down. Has he ever gave you a dream before? Raise your hand. Put your hand down. Has he ever showed you something before? Raise your hand. Put your hand down. Ain't you crazy? You are not whole in your emotions.
In your emotions. See,
that's the danger.
Yeah.
That's the danger. If I'm a prophet, but my emotions are not whole, I will use my gift to manipulate. Well, that's the truth.
You teach it right there.
Somebody don't do what you say, you prophesy out your soul. Somebody don't do what you like to do. Why? Because you ain't whole in your emotions. So you mad because they ain't receive you. It ain't about receiving you. He say they don't reject you, they rejecting me. Hey, I feel something creeping up on me. Woman with them glasses on, I don't know where you came from, but God said you need to get up, jump three times, because when you get back to Gainesville, it's going to be well. Hey! Hey! Somebody shouted it. Hey, hey, hey. Y'all ain't shouting. What's wrong? Ah. I feel that gift. Turn it over. Say it. Y'all sit down. I ain't ready for that. I ain't ready for that. I came to pastor. What about Shandini Obaya? Where you from, ma'am? Where you from? Where you from? Gainesville. When you get back home, God say everything gonna be in order. Y'all shout for her. Hey! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey! You better scream. Something just broke in the Holy Ghost. Something just shifted. Something. Tell three people, when you get home, everything gonna be in order. Everything. 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 The devil should have killed you before you got here. Cause when you get home, everything. Sit down. Let me finish. Hey, Billy Basha. Ah, ah, Toma, Ikata. That's enough. Y'all sit down. Please sit down. I gotta teach. I gotta teach. Please sit down. Hiya. I gotta teach y'all. Hey, I gotta teach y'all. Hey, hey. Oh, bless it. Please grab your neighbor. Tell him sit down. Amen. Amen. Okay. That thing turning over. I say that gift turning over. Hey, hey, that's enough. That's enough. All right, all right. What was I talking about? The sheep, it fell over the cliff. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Amen. That's enough. Amen. Y'all be ready for me, don't y'all? They be ready for me to prophesy. Amen. Please be seated. Please. Amen. Amen. Okay. Now. We are Balahashikomoyaya. I'm good. For real. Pastor Brian, would you please sit down? Brother Saint, please sit down. I beseech you. Amen. Come on, let me finish. Amen. I love you so much. Amen. Amen. Got a lot of work to do. Now. Amen. 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 All right. So it matters. It matters who your shepherd is. Because, see, you will find yourself following and going places you have no business going because you are in the direction of the wrong shepherd. See, if the blind lead the blind, they gonna all what? Sheep. Because sheep by nature has poor eyesight. They can't see. They can't see for themselves, so they need the direction of the shepherd. They don't know which way to turn. And so many times I have people who sometimes things that you are used to being raised a certain way and experience certain thing, and they'll come to me and say, prophet, you always fussing at me about what I do wrong. You don't ever tell me what I do right. And I know that you are raised and got a demon on you that love to be affirmed but can't be corrected. So if I stroke that part of you, it ain't gonna die. Because anything that you don't want to live, all you gotta do is starve it. And I'm assigned to starve your need for affirmation. Quiet in here. See, my daddy didn't raise me. A man needs a father in his life.
That's right.
My daddy didn't raise me. So I had no affirmation there. Then I got saved in a certain church, all right? And I never received the proper affirmation that I wanted for leadership, all right? So when I'm at a deficit because the person who I wanted affirmation from. See, let me tell you something. I've traveled all over the world. But if you never get affirmation from the person who means the most to you, trying to help somebody here. See, if you never get it, your whole life. I'm trying to help somebody in here. So you saying, I know y'all like me. I with Pastor Benny. I with Rob Parson. I with Bishop Jake. They great people. You bad. You awesome. You this. That's fine. But my pastor never told me that.
Amen.
Doing ministry. Going for God using me. But I never heard that voice. From the Father. This is my beloved son. So guess what? So because I never received, see, all that in me had to die. I had to die from the need to be affirmed and accepted. Because guess what? It may not be coming there. I ain't call you in the house. I call you out the house. Hold on about Shanda. Am I making sense? Remember now, the ones who were in the house who had been affirmed were not the one who were chosen to be king. All them brothers that was in the house with Jesse, they was all affirmed by Jesse. David was never affirmed by Jesse. David was so under-affirmed that he wasn't allowed to be in the house. He was outside taking care of sheep. And God said, give me the one that ain't been affirmed. That's what I want. Because I can use him. Because he know what it's like not to be affirmed. He know what it's like not to be received. He know what it's like to be rejected. And I'm going to send you places where people ain't going to receive you. And you're going to be rejected. But I need somebody who can speak even when you reject it. I'm preaching, brother.
Oh, yes. Oh, sir.
So I told them what I had to do, as a kid is lay in his presence. And when I fell in love with him, what I never got from nobody else, I got from him. He told me he loves me. How about I? He told me, I'm pleased with you. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. He told me, my plan for you is good. He told me, I'm going to give you an expected end. Are y'all listening to me? I got that in his presence.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 2104 North Main Street in Jacksonville, Florida. Or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 3409 Brookshire Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kccharlotte.org, kccjacks.org, or briankarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. more grace, we're excited about your future.